In order for us to find out what the Switch 2 is made from, we gotta pull out the Mohs scale of hardness. If the screen is made from plastic, we'll see scratches at level 2 or 3. Glass screens will scratch at a 5 or 6, and if Nintendo splurged a bit and gave us Sapphire, that would scratch at level 8 or 9. However, very quickly, we see again that Nintendo has given us a level 3 plastic screen. This is not ideal. There is a permanently installed plastic layer on top of the Switch 2 display. This is not a temporary screen protector, it is extremely well secured and permanently affixed to the device. As you can see from my keys, anything metal that comes in contact with this screen will indeed leave a mark. Plastic objects, however, like my Lego or the docking station, won't leave any marks, but that also doesn't spark a whole lot of confidence. I understand that Nintendo is trying to keep screens from shattering by putting this plastic buffer layer over the top. But these permanent marks are going to be hard to swallow, and it's good to know that the screen of the Nintendo Switch 2 is going to be cosmetically damaged very easily. The kickstand on the Switch 2 is a massive improvement over the tiny little guy that came with the Switch 1, and unlike the rest of the Switch, this guy is made from metal. And I mean, don't get me wrong, plastic is not a bad thing, it's what helps keep the price of the Switch so low. It's a tad hard to fathom that kids who were born when the Switch 1 was released are now in the third grade. Personally, I think Nintendo could speed up the release cadence a little bit. But let's see if any of this new generation of gamers can tell me what this is in the comments. The only decor on the Switch 2 that might end up rubbing off over time is the logo on the back. The logo's just printed right on top of the surface. And I'm glad Nintendo didn't use this same kind of printing on the buttons. I'm now the only one in the world with a Nintendo It though, so that's kinda cool.